My name is Gada Al-Saleh. I'm new principal investigator at the Butner Institute. I set up my lab a year ago, and before that I was a postdoc at the Kennedy Institute, where I faced with my other colleague what we called the pandemic of COVID-19. The Kennedy Institute is most likely interesting in inflammatory disease. The Butner Center is most likely interesting in musculoskeletal research. I moved to Oxford 5 years ago to join Professor Katia Simon lab. She was interesting to understand how our immune system aged and how this might be impact on the vaccination in the elderly. During the pandemic, or just before the pandemic, we start to hear about COVID and about a little bit what would gonna happen with lockdown. And the lockdown was, I think for me and for many people around me, our concern was about the research. We had to stop the experiment even though they have started 2 years or 3 years ago. And this was very important for many of us, specifically for the PhD student who have to finish their work in a very specific time point. The first thing we did it is to continue meeting by Zoom or team once a week as we did. And I found it really very good because then we continue to be connected, not only talking about science in this time, we were talking about what's happening in general and what we can change and what we can do. And one of the things coming from a PhD student, which I work very closely with him, and his name is Felix Richard. And Felix with Katia Simon come with the idea that what we could do, that we can't go now to the lab, is to look at all the paper and all the articles which were coming as crazy in the fold of COVID-19 and trying to analyze them and get some data. And from this point, we start what we call the print journal club. So we start with Oxford University. Other universities were interesting in UK, Cardiff University, and also other university in US. So we were judging the paper, what is missing, is the data useful to treat people or not. And one of the drugs is the chloroquine. And I write like a small review about how this drug is not really a good drug for the treatment. And we have the opportunity to discuss this with the clinician who were working in the clinical trial in Birmingham. So we really felt that we're trying our best to help and to make things better to other people. In the other part, we also tried actually to understand the aging of our immune systems, which make it more complicated to the elderly during COVID. And then we set a project and we get some fund to be able to do some experiment. And this is what's really great, because that means I could go out of home and go back to the the laboratory. Unfortunately, the project didn't finish to the end because we work in healthy sample from young and elderly, but we needed to confirm our data using a COVID sample from patient. And the number of the sample were very limited. But during this period, it was very good actually and very important to see how the aging of immune senescence might be important in the vaccination response. But one of the things we started with is a clinical trial. This clinical trial was most likely concern elderly people who take COVID vaccination. And the idea it was to see if we could increase autophagy using a supplement called spermidine. We know that spermidine is very important for inducing autophagy, and autophagy is important for the immune response. And the idea from our clinical trial is trying to see the maintenance of the memory response to the vaccination, because we know that the elderly were responding at least very well within this COVID vaccination, but we don't know if the memory response will maintain and will last. Why it's important in the elderly? Because autophagy goes down in the elderly. We try to take these immune cells from human and give them some spermidine and look at their effect. So in this clinical trial, it's a very small clinical trial where patient coming from Cardiff and Oxford, participants, because they were all healthy elderly. We only have 14 participants, 20 of them having placebo and 20 of them having spermidine. And then all of the participants taking their third doses of COVID vaccine. And then they start, which we call it the baseline or the first dose, and then they take spermidine, where we collect the blood, and then they take spermidine or placebo for 2 weeks, and then we take blood again, and then they take it again for 13 weeks, and then we collect blood again, and then they stop spermidine, and then we have a follow until 37 weeks. This was a very nice collaboration between me, people from Cardiff, Katia Simon, which is my previous supervisor, and people from the vaccination group, Professor Paul Kellman, who is also involved in the clinical trial. And I can tell you that we are very excited that we could see some effect of spermidine on the immune response to COVID vaccination.